Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 100 Things to See in the Night Sky, expanded edition by Dean Regas, is an illustrated beginner guide to practical stargazing. It belongs to the popular astronomy guide genre, but its structure is simpler than a full observing manual. Instead of teaching astronomy through theory alone, it organizes the sky around 100 visible targets and events, including planets, satellites, meteors, constellations, the moon, and other recognizable sights. Regas, known as an astronomy educator and public communicator, writes for readers who may not own advanced equipment and may be learning the sky from a backyard, park, campsite, or casual observing session. The expanded edition adds breadth to the original concept while retaining its accessible purpose. The central aim is to help readers move from noticing stars overhead to identifying specific objects, understanding when and where to look, and connecting observable phenomena with basic science, seasonal patterns, and cultural stories. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a checklist approach that turns the night sky into concrete observing goals, the defining feature of 100 Things to See in the Night Sky. Expanded edition is its object-based structure. Rather than beginning with long explanations of celestial mechanics or telescope specifications, the book presents the sky as a sequence of observable goals. This format suits beginners because it reduces the uncertainty that often prevents people from starting. A new observer may know that stars, planets, and constellations exist, but not know which of them are realistic targets on a given evening. By breaking the experience into 100 named things to find, Regas converts a broad subject into manageable assignments. The method also encourages repeated observation. Some targets are seasonal, some depend on planetary positions, and others require attention to predictable events such as meteor showers or satellite passes. This means the book is not only read once, but can function as a field companion across the year. The checklist format has an educational advantage. As well, each site becomes an entry point into astronomy. A planet introduces orbital motion, a constellation introduces sky mapping, and a meteor introduces debris in the solar system. The result is a practical learning path built around direct visual experience. Secondly, minimal equipment guidance for naked eye, binocular, and basic telescope observing. Regas keeps the equipment threshold low, which is central to the book's usefulness. Many astronomy books quickly move toward telescope selection, eyepieces, mounts, and deep sky observing, topics that can be valuable but intimidating for beginners. This guide emphasizes objects that can be seen with the unaided eye or with modest tools such as binoculars or a simple telescope. That choice reflects an important observing principle. Astronomy begins with orientation, patience, and sky familiarity rather than expensive gear. The moon, bright planets, major constellations, satellites, and meteor showers are all accessible before a reader learns technical observing methods. By lowering the cost and complexity of entry, the book makes stargazing available to families, students, travelers, and casual readers. The guidance also helps readers avoid a common mistake, which is buying equipment before knowing what they want to observe. Basic advice about when to use optical aid, when a naked eye is sufficient, and how viewing conditions matter gives the reader a more realistic sense of astronomy as a practice. The book does not replace a specialized telescope manual, but it prepares the reader to use equipment more intelligently if interest deepens. Thirdly, seasonal sky awareness through charts, illustrations, and viewing conditions. The book uses visual aids such as star charts, photographs, and illustrations to help readers connect printed information with the actual sky. This is important because beginners often struggle less with astronomical facts than with orientation. A constellation diagram can look clear on a page, yet the real sky includes light pollution, changing horizons, weather, moonlight, and different seasonal positions. Regas addresses this by linking objects to where and when they can be found, making the book a bridge between explanation and outdoor use. Seasonal awareness is one of the practical foundations of stargazing. The winter sky does not offer the same prominent constellations as the summer sky, and planetary visibility changes over time. A guide that explains timing teaches readers that the sky is dynamic rather than a fixed ceiling of stars. It also encourages planning, choosing a darker location, allowing eyes to adapt, checking the phase of the moon, and recognizing that some targets are better viewed at particular hours or months. The expanded edition benefits from this visual and practical emphasis because it can cover a wider range of sights while still keeping each one tied to observation rather than an abstract description. Fourthly, blending astronomical explanation with constellation lore and historical context. A major strength of the book is its combination of practical observation with cultural and historical background. Regas does not treat the sky only as a catalog of physical objects. Constellations, the moon, planets, and other visible phenomena are explained in terms of what they are scientifically, but also in terms of how people have interpreted them. This matters because astronomy has always been both observational and cultural. Constellation names, mythological associations, calendars, navigation traditions, and ancient explanations of lunar or planetary motion show how human societies made the sky meaningful before modern instruments existed. For beginners, this approach deepens memory and engagement. A pattern of stars is easier to remember when linked to a story, a seasonal marker, or a historical use. At the same time, the scientific explanations keep the material grounded. The reader learns that myths are cultural interpretations, while planets, satellites, meteors, and constellations have physical causes and positions that can be understood through observation. The book, therefore, offers two forms of literacy, recognizing what is overhead and understanding why those sights have mattered. This blend helps distinguish it from guides that are either purely technical or purely anecdotal. Lastly, beginner-friendly scope with clear limits for advanced and southern hemisphere observers, the accessibility of 100 things to see in the night sky. Expanded edition is also the source of its main limitations. The book is designed for newer observers, so it does not provide the depth expected from advanced astronomy manuals. Readers seeking detailed telescope operation, astrophotography instruction, deep sky observing lists, precise celestial coordinates, or extended explanations of astrophysics may need a more technical companion. Its strength is not exhaustive coverage, but orientation and confidence building. Another important limitation is geographic emphasis. The guide is primarily useful for Northern Hemisphere observers, which reduces its value for readers in the Southern Hemisphere, where many constellations and sky positions differ significantly. This does not make the book inaccurate, but it does define its audience. The reader should understand it as a practical entry guide rather than a universal atlas. Within that frame, the level of simplicity is appropriate. A beginner book succeeds when it removes barriers without pretending to replace advanced resources. Regis provides enough structure to start observing, enough explanation to make the sights meaningful, and enough variety to sustain interest, while leaving room for specialized books if the reader wants to progress further. In conclusion, 100 Things to See in the Night Sky. Expanded edition is best suited to readers who want a practical first step into astronomy without committing to complex equipment or technical study. It is especially useful for casual stargazers, families, students, campers, and adults returning to a childhood interest in the sky. Its practical benefit is straightforward. It helps readers identify real objects and events overhead, understand when to look for them, and connect each sight with enough scientific and cultural context to make observation meaningful. Intellectually, it introduces astronomy as an active habit of attention rather than a remote body of facts, compared with more comprehensive beginner classics, such as telescope-oriented observing manuals or broad astronomy textbooks. This book stands out for its compact checklist structure and highly accessible visual orientation. It does not aim to be the most technical guide, and it is less suitable for Southern Hemisphere observers or readers already seeking advanced observing programs. Its value lies in its realistic positioning. It helps people begin. By combining naked eye targets, basic equipment advice, charts, illustrations, seasonal awareness, and mythological or historical context, Dean Regis offers a guide that is easy to use repeatedly and specific enough to turn curiosity into actual nights outside under the sky. If you would like to support Dean Regis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.